Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. And we have a new family member to welcome.
Welcome to the Dollar family, Mr. Chubbs.
Mr. Chubbs joined our house this weekend. Now,
before we go into the Mr. Chubbs story, may I make an observation?
Sure.
Since Olivia's arrival, I think it's Olivia's arrival, or it's the new format of the show, but you enter the episodes very zen.
Do I?
Almost sleepy.
I feel, well, sleepy's an insult.
It's, I don't mean it to be an insult. You just start the show with, well, almost as though we're going to enter into a meditation. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
Here is a good start to your relaxing Monday.
Breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. And you just always come in so, and then you, whatever's next, you pick it up right away.
Yeah.
But the start is always very, So I don't know if it's an Olivia. The only reason I bring it up is in case it's like an Olivia thing. Like, do you feel at peace? Do you feel centered? Do you
well,
feel
it's different? Hard to tell if it's Olivia or the increase in my medication, but oh. I don't know. Either way, I feel great.
Okay, carry on.
I got a text message from one of our friends saying, hey, we would like to come meet Olivia this weekend if you're around. Now, our friend, her name's Pam. Her husband is the one that we've told you about that we lost to ALS last year, at the end of last year, a very good friend and mentor of Jeff's. And they have grown kids, and their youngest is about to graduate from college. And she was in town, like on her way to spring break. And she said, can we both come over and meet Olivia and say hi to Ellie? It's like, of course.
Their daughter's name is Emily and was Ellie's first official babysitter.
Yeah.
And we're taking grandparents out of it.
Right.
But the first person to stay alone with Ellie, she is forever connected to the family in that way.
Yeah.
And our friendship with them and my long working career with Mike. And so we know them very well.
Yeah. And they're very good friends of ours. And just, we love them so much. And so they asked if they could come see Olivia. So the answer is, of course, please do. And Pam said to me, she said, would it be okay for Ellie if we brought her a really oversized teddy bear? Now I'm thinking, and I, you know, showed Jeff the text message and I said, are you okay with this? Because he is Mr. like, we don't need more clutter in the house. And when he said big teddy bear, when she said big teddy bear, I was thinking like, I don't know what you were thinking, but I was thinking like, I don't know, from maybe like from my waist to the top of my head. Like that to me is an oversized bear.
Right.
Is that kind of what you were thinking?
I don't even think I thought it was that big. I just thought it was going to be a big, like as big as Ellie.
Yeah. So Jeff's like, yeah, of course. Like they want to bring that for Ellie. And I just thought it was like a, you know, sibling gift. Right. So the doorbell rings on Saturday and our front door is like frosted. Is that what you call it? Like frosted glass or whatever.
Yeah.
So I come around the corner and I see a giant, and I mean like a 4 foot tall bear just in my, like in the window, like the outline of like a super tall bear. And I'm like, oh my God, Ellie, come look at this. And we open the door and Emily is there holding this giant bear, which is on my Instagram. Go see it if you haven't seen it yet. And she goes, hey, this is Mr. Chubbs. I'm like, okay, come on in. And they come in and this thing is huge. Like Emily cannot see over it.
The bear
is probably 4 feet tall.
The bear is the size of Emily, who is a 22-year-old woman.
Yes.
Full-grown, tall woman, and the bear is completely blocking her.
Yeah, Emily's like taller than me, I think. So she walks in, she plops Mr. Chubbs down on the couch, and we're kind of like, okay. And then she tells us that her dad, Mike, that Jeff and I were so close with, bought her that bear when she was a little kid, and she is ready to pass it on to the next kid, much like in Toy Story, where you kind of like outgrow your toys and then you pass them on to someone else.
And you got to find a new kid for the toy.
You got to find a new kid for the toy. So Ellie has been deemed the new kid for Mr. Chubbs, and which I just think is so sweet. It brought me to tears. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so awesome. Mike got it at Costco 15 years ago.
Or more.
15 plus years ago.
We think the bear might be legal drinking age.
Might be. No, because she's 21.
Okay.
So the bear, he
couple probably... couple years, we'll go to Taco Mac on its 21st birthday.
And we'll take Chubbs.
Yeah.
So it's a sweet, super soft bear that could almost be like a beanbag.
Yeah.
It's super soft, and they gifted it to Ellie. And of course, we will keep it for Ellie and Olivia. And then maybe when Ellie and Olivia are about to graduate from college, Emily will have kids or something that we can, you know, give Mr. Chubbs to the next.
We could chub it forward. The thing about it, that's remarkable.
It made me emotional.
The thing that's so remarkable is this bear lived in Emily's room for 100 years, right? Since Mike bought it for her. And it's in great shape.
Oh my gosh.
It is. And you know, kids, they're not going to be the most, that thing's been jumped on, that thing's
been cuddled with,
that thing's had stuff spilled on it, it's been beat up, it's been rolled on, you know what I mean? And it's in great shape.
Not only is it in great shape, but
they don't make chubs like they used to.
They don't make chubs like they used to. I think that he's perfectly worn in, right? So I think if he were brand new, it wouldn't even be as great because he's worn in. So he's like an old vintage t-shirt that's really comfortable. Like you can't make that kind of comfort.
Right.
That comfort comes from years of being loved. So now we have this giant bear in our house, but a welcome member of the family because it was, you know, so special to Emily and, you know, and Mike got it for her. And we will not be getting rid of that bear ever.
Also this weekend, I saw something on, I don't remember if it was Instagram or TikTok, but it was such a, it was so powerful that I leapt from my chair and ran to the kitchen. And I showed it to Callie. I tried it. It's a hack. It's a life hack that I'm about to share. I'm going to scream it from the mountaintops because the world deserves to know this. And then when I showed it to Callie, her reaction, as astonished and amazed as mine. Mouth was agape. She was so excited about this. So I'm scrolling through TikTok, and I ended up on the, I guess, home organization slash, I don't know.
What DIY.
House, do-it-yourself household. But not the, hey, here's how to, you know, build a skylight. The one, like, whatever. So somebody had plates that were virtually identical to ours. And we have white plates and salad plates and just very basic. Where's it from? Pottery Barn?
Uh-huh.
So we have these plates that we got at our when we got married, but all of them have been assaulted by silverware.
And they have like scratches, like those gray scratches on it. I mean, it just looks like they've been worn in, but it definitely like takes away from, like, I notice it and not embarrassed by it, but I'm like, man, we're going to have to get new plates at some point. Like, this stinks.
That, to me, it almost looks like, I actually always thought that it was almost cracks underneath the first surface of the plate.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
So this person, this wizard, this god of pottery, whoever it was, shows this hack where they put on one of those yellow dishwashing gloves. They sprinkle some water on their white plate that's just as abused as ours is. And then they put about 5 or 10 drops of this stuff called bartenders or
barkeeper's friend.
Barkeeper's friend.
Yeah.
Which is a cleaning...
It's the household equivalent of OxyClean.
Yeah, and you can... It just... I think it's a little bit acidic. Mm-hmm. I think that's the thing or whatever. And it's a little... If you feel it between your fingers, it's a little bit gritty.
Yeah.
But if you wash something with it with your bare hands, like, it'll destroy your skin.
Yeah.
Like, it'll make your skin super dry and ouch. So you put a glove on, you put some drops of water on the plate, then you put 5 or 10 drops of this barkeeper's friend, and you just, in a circular motion, you scrub the plate. And the foam, the suds, the bubbles or whatever, will start to turn gray as it lifts off all of those, what I thought were cracks, but those stains. And I kid you not, in less than 20 seconds, you will have plates that look as though you just bought them.
It was amazing. And it's funny that you did that, and I immediately was happy about it. And it's not something that you and I talk about all the time. Like, oh, look, we really got to get new plates. Like, I don't think we've ever talked about that before. It was just something that bothered both of us and we didn't know. And then you fix it. And I was like, oh, eureka. And then we saw our beautiful plates. Now, I am particularly happy about this because those plates were a wedding gift. They were a wedding gift from Jeff Foxworthy. So he bought us, he and his wife, his very sweet wife, bought all of our dishware off of Pottery Barn and sent it to us when we got married because we invited them to our wedding. And I was dreading getting rid of those plates because it's such a great story.
It's a cool story.
That our dishware came from Greg and Jeff Foxworthy. Like, it's just awesome. So Jeff saved the day with those plates. And I kid you not, the joy that I feel that we get to keep our dishes. Did you do all of them or just the big plates?
And I will tell you, I've only done a few, couple of the salad plates and a couple of the big plates.
Because we got to do the bowls. We got to do, yeah.
Two things about it. Well, three things. One, I would like you or I to make a video doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I really do think this should be screamed. Is that a word? Shouted from the tallest building in town, because it is such a, one of those things that bugs everybody, but nobody knows how to get rid of it. So anyways, I would like to make a video. I just don't think I'm talented enough. So maybe you and I could do it together or whatever, or we could ask, you know, our friend Wine Up Bedtime or somebody to do it. Right. So there's that. And two, it's one of those projects that cleanses your soul.
Mm-hmm.
It feels good while you're doing it. It's the dish equivalent of tracks in the carpet from the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It's the drive away from the car wash when you're convinced that your car is actually running better.
Right.
It feels good in that way. So I did not want to do all of them, because I wanted to save that euphoria for later. But, you know, for whatever reason, those big giant bowls that we have, mm-hmm. they have it the worst.
Yeah.
The ones, like, when we have company over and we put, like, a big salad. You know what I'm talking about? Like, those are going to feel great when we do them.
Yeah.
So, anyways, you can wait for the video to maybe come out. Or just put on a glove, put a few drops of water, just enough to get the plate damp. Not even damp. Like, you put water in the plate and dump it out. Then you put about 10 drops of that barkeeper's friend and scrub away. It's fantastic.
There's a new story going around about this woman, and the comments on the news article were not at all what I was expecting. So I'm going to tell you the story, see if you've heard it, and then get your reaction on it. There's this woman in Texas, because I feel like, of course, it's Texas for some reason. It's always like Texas or Florida, whose son was being bullied at school, and the school bully took his drink, his lunch drink or whatever, and was like bragging about how, like, oh, I have your lunch drink and blah, blah. So he comes home, he tells his mom. His mom is like, oh, well, you know, we'll show that kid, and makes a mixture of vinegar, water, and salt, and puts it in her son's water bottle for school the next day.
Brilliant.
And then puts it in the backpack. And so when the school bully gets it again.
So this is a pattern. The bully's coming in every day taking the kid's
lunch. I don't know if it's a pattern, but I know that it happened and she was mad about it. The mom was mad about it. She's also a nurse, by the way. So she knows that this concoction that she made, not going to hurt anybody. It's not going to kill anybody.
She's not squirting some barkeeper's friend into
it. No, she's like, you know, like lemon, salt, vinegar. It's going to taste bad and it might make you have an upset stomach and whatever. So she puts that in there. The kid drinks it. The bully drinks it, like a swig of it, gets sick, goes to the hospital, and this woman is now being charged with like assault.
Nope.
I was like, oh my gosh, that woman is crazy. Then I went to the comments on the story, which usually people are like, you know, they're like, good. Show the bully. Absolutely, she should have done that. Like, that was totally...
Not good that she's being charged.
No.
Good that she... Yeah.
Yeah, people were completely defending her, saying, well, that'll teach the bully. He'll never do that again. And that's the way you get a kid to stop bullying is, you know...
But if she shouldn't be charged. She should not... Okay.
So if our kid is hospitalized because of an action of an adult, you don't want the adult getting in trouble.
No. If our kid is hospitalized because an adult was negligent, right? Mm-hmm. Like I could argue both sides of it, but I think at the end of it, how old were the kids?
I don't know.
Okay. I would have to consider the age, but my gut instant, my first response is absolutely that woman should not be charged. And that kid hopefully will learn a lesson for the rest of his life. Like, you can't, I mean, we live in a weird world, so people probably could sue, but if somebody broke into your house, right? Mm-hmm. And then they twisted their ankle on your uneven sidewalk when they were running away, you can't get charged for, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you trip them while they're running out of your house, you can't be charged with assault.
But you can. That's the thing. If a burglar is running out of your house and trips and falls like in your yard and sprains their ankle, you could be liable for that.
Liable is like, that's an insurance thing. That's a civil thing. But you can't be charged with assault or whatever she's
causing
charged
bodily injury.
If you trip the guy who just stole someone's purse.
Right.
I'm saying in theory you shouldn't be able to, right? Like, this kid was committing, I don't know if it's officially a crime.
Yeah.
But he was doing something, you know?
Yeah.
That caused him. So the direct action that caused him to get sick was him taking the kid's juice. It was not her making the juice.
Yeah.
What if she said, what if they came to her and said, hey, you know, why did you do this? And she's like, I don't know. My kid just really likes salty vinegar water.
that's what you would have said.
That's what he wanted for lunch.
Well, and I'm wondering if the parents of the kid are the ones pressing charges.
Of course they are. Because
I can tell you, if Ellie was bullying a kid at school and then she drank that stuff and then had to go to the doctor, I would be like, well, Ellie, what have we learned in this situation? Like, I would be, I'm sure I would be pissed at the other parents, but I would also be like, Ellie, this is a consequence of something that you did.
Now, you can make the argument that the kids, you know, 13 years old, doesn't know any better, whatever, right, blah, blah, blah. Did she make an effort to talk to the school? Did she make an effort to talk to the other kids' parents? Were those options available to her, or did she even make that attempt? I could argue both sides, but my gut reaction is to side with the mom. Side with the mom who poisoned the kid.
If you would like to jump in on this conversation, our phone number is 800-434-5454. We welcome your opinions. Go ahead and duke it out, because I was really surprised that so many people were defending that mom. But also, you know, I mean, you're going to be a bully.
Time is money. And if you find yourself doing a lot of repetitive tasks that take more time than they should, or if you find yourself getting caught up in these one-off projects that you think are going to take a half hour but end up taking 4 hours.
It's Jeff's nemesis.
Yeah, and it throws off your whole week. I would recommend looking into getting a virtual assistant. Now, this could be for your business. Callie and I used Vava Virtual Assistants at the start of The Upside, when before 1022 even existed. We used a virtual assistant to help keep everything organized and for our business. But you can also use one for your home. So if you are planning a summer vacation, if you have a kid's birthday party that you need to organize, if you've got, you know, end of the school year is right around the corner. So if you've got projects related to that, you know, stuff you have to do for your school or things that you have to do to get ready for summer, bring someone on board who can handle the calling places and being on hold for you, or researching different types of bouncy castles, or getting quotes for having your house painted. save yourself hours of time and commit that time to other things that that are just, you know, more beneficial to your family. With Vava Virtual Assistants, you could get the first hour free by going to vavavirtual.com/upside.
Yeah.
And you can and you can use an hour of virtual assistant time for free to see if it if it's worth it and if it really helps you out. Highly recommend.
All right. If you didn't know it already, daylight saving time was the last weekend. So it is now spring forward. And people like to talk about how that affects their kids' routines. How does it affect your routine? We're all excited to have an extra hour of light in the evening again, but I do dread that first wake up on the morning after springing forward. This year, it was easier because we have a Hatch. Now, if you haven't gotten into the Hatch system yet, we love ours. Ellie and Olivia have one. We have one, and we are firmly a Hatch family, and we were customers of theirs before they were an advertiser on the show. Hatch can help you choose sleep, prioritize healthy habits, and make the time change transition seamless and enjoyable. And we all know it takes a couple days, right? The Hatch Restore helps you build sleep habits that make your unwind and wake routine simple and enjoyable for a phone-free bedtime, no matter what time of year it is. With a Hatch Plus subscription, you can access the latest routine building features like Cue to Unwind, which signals you that it's time for bed, and Pillow Talk, which is just like your favorite shows or socials, but without the screens that keep you up at night. Right now, Hatch is offering Upside listeners $20 off your purchase of the Hatch Restore and free shipping at hatch.co/upside. Visit hatch.co/upside to get $20 off and free shipping. hatch.co/upside.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, now you're on Tidy Talk over on TikTok.
Yeah.
I somehow wound up on this like super culty TikTok live. I don't know why TikTok thinks that I am like going to be into this.
Because if you watch one video of anything, then you're sucked into it forever.
Well, and now I'm sucked in because it's these people called the Galactivators or something like that.
Okay.
And it's a couple who screams culty vibes, but I dove into them a little bit and I think
every video start with Pookie's outfit is fire?
No, but I think they're just like happy people trying to promote like peace. But every time I see them, it's like a live that like I'm scrolling through and it's these people live. They've got like makeup on. The woman has like Spice Girl height, like platform boots. They're singing with like the mics, the Britney Spears mics on their face, like in their bedroom. Right. Yeah. Last time the woman had a snake. I mean, it's definitely weird. And I'm like, what in the cult is this? Like, what have I stumbled upon? I did Google them because I was like kind of worried about what TikTok was serving me. Like, why do you think that I would be into this? They're on America's Got Talent. Or okay. They were. So I think that's probably the...
I'll watch those America's Got Talent videos from all over the world. So like India's Got Talent, yeah. France has talent, all that. I'll watch all of those. Because the ones that they produce are the golden buzzer ones where the people have great stories and are super talented. And I cry at almost every one that
they, do you they really? Get served
up. Yes, because they have these great, you know, like somebody who was, you know, just about to, you know, get their whatever pilot's like, they, you know, they quit their job and they decided to become a pilot. And they, you know, just before they were about to get their pilot's license, they went blind. And
right.
They can, you know, and there's all this big backstory, and they said, so they wrote a song about it, and then they sing the song, and you're sobbing. It's great, whatever. And so that's probably how you got sucked into it.
Yeah, but instead of crying, I'm like, should I join this happy weird cult?
I think that both TikTok and Instagram needs to be, and maybe they could limit how often you're allowed to use it. Maybe you can only use it once every week, once every month, or something. But there should be a complete shuffle button that that totally
gets you out of the algorithm,
that completely resets your algorithm. Because there are things that I've gotten sucked down that I have no interest in.
Or things that your friends have sent you, and then you click on it once, and TikTok is like, oh, you like this. And you're like, actually, I don't.
Right.
It was funny once. Like, it was like a funny political joke, but now all you're seeing is, like, political stuff.
I watched a video of somebody falling down while they're skiing. Somebody sent me a video of somebody falling down while they're skiing. And then the next video after that was like a stunt skier doing jumps. And then the next video after that was, you know, a skier showing what boots that she buys or whatever. So now for a while, TikTok thought I was big into winter skiing. And I'm not. And I don't want that.
You're just into people falling down.
So I should be able to hit a button and just reset that so I can get back to zero, because I want to see new stuff.